How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
The old grizzle coordinator now after the new guy. Yeah.
Fire away.
Take back yourself to a year ago and now. Is it a night and day type thing? Did you feel?
No, we put a lot of work in. We actually we did a little more this off season than we did last year because we had the cut-ups to go through. That took us, maybe 4 weeks and change. Went back and retooled the offense a little bit, spent a lot of time on scheme and tying it into the personnel we had and some of the new toys that we added. And, it's not a system anymore. It's our offense. So we're excited to get that going.
Where do you stand on, you have to make plans for the season future. Where do you stand with Victor? How much can you, look into what you're going to do and count him as part of that, and how much do you have to sort of temper the expectation just to see where he is whenever he does get up
there? We're going to take the same approach on offense that we always do. We're going to, we have a group of guys we're going to go out and we'll play with. We're pulling for Victor. We hope the best, and he certainly looks good moving around out there right now in rehab, and we're going to let Victor take care of what he needs to take care of and come back when he's ready. When he's ready to come back, we'll welcome him back.
What does a player like Vereen add to this offense?
Vereen's a good player. He's a talented player, unique skill set. He gets a lot of credit for what he does in the passing game. He's probably underappreciated as a pass protector and as a runner. And we're glad to have him.
What are the one or two things you like best about the first year, and one or two things that you really think you need to get a lot better?
One of the things I like best, I usually don't think that way. There's not a lot that I look back and I'm real happy about. We didn't win enough ball games, and we don't like to spend a lot of time talking about that. We like to chase execution. I think the last six games we started to play the way that we wanted to play. We started to execute and produce the way we wanted to produce, the way we completed the ball, the number of plays in a game. We just have to continue to chase execution and start where we left off.
Is it too simple to say that, to kind of draw the parallel between those last six games and be like, well, that's when Odell kind of started to take over? Are they one and the same there?
I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. I think we settled down up front a little bit. I think that the quarterback started feeling better about the offense at that point. It takes some time. I think Odell is a unique player, and he has, I give him credit for his ability to stay, pay attention in meetings and make meetings important so he can transfer it onto the field, even though when you don't get reps on your feet, he still gets mental reps. And that was a big part of his success last year.
I know you moved him around a little bit last year, especially later in the season maybe. Teams are obviously going to game plan and keep him in their mind now, maybe even more moving forward. Do you feel like you have to find different ways and move him around maybe even more because of that?
Well, everyone learns to play everywhere on the perimeter. Whether you're a running back, you're a tight end, or a receiver, you need to learn concepts, and you need to be able to execute those concepts. So it doesn't matter if you're a back, you're a tight end, you're a receiver, you have to be able to play one, two, and three receiver. And we ask that of all our guys. Whether we pull that out each week depends on who we're seeing and how we're tailoring it to the plan.
Is Flowers here now, is Justin Pugh a guard?
Is Justin Pugh a guard? That remains to be seen. Justin Pugh right now is a starting right tackle of the Giants.
Where do you see Flowers fitting the best?
We're going to play our best five, and if he's one of them, he'll find a spot.
What do you see out of Flowers that you've liked so far this weekend?
He looks like he likes football, and that's a great place to start. He's a conscientious young man, and look forward to watching him grow.
What have you seen, he's a local guy, Gary Nova, the last 2 days, what have you seen from him? What do you look for from the quarterbacks here at the Lincoln Day Games?
We threw a lot at them. We tried not to take it easy on them. We changed their fundamentals. We threw a lot at them schematically. They did a nice job bouncing back here the second day and played a little better, played a little faster here. So they were able to, digest the information, take it to the field, adjust their fundamentals, and have a chance to execute. And, that's really what every day boils down to in this league. And he did a nice job.
When Flowers gets on the field with the full team, the varsity, as Tom calls it, which side do you figure he'll be starting out on?
What side will he be
starting out on? You know, you gonna put him on the right or the left? Or
That remains to be seen.
What's the obviously he's doing a lot. When we watch him out here, we see him doing a lot of stuff on the left side. Does that mean anything to you to have a guy work at a certain spot here, or do you just try and move him around as much as possible, move him, or see how he does there and then move him from that point?
We believe that he has a skill set to play left tackle in this league, and we're going to give him opportunities to train out there, and we'll give him opportunities to train in multiple spots. But that doesn't mean we're going to pencil him in one spot right now.
When you look at the last six games, you said you liked those the best as far as, you know, more of what you wanted. Is there any reason why you can't get the ground running, you know, another year? It's not a system, it's an offense that, you know, your expectations will be that, you know, we can be really good right from the start.
It's a loser's mentality to think you can come in here and not miss a beat and pick up where you left off. Any success in this league is earned. And if you come in walking in here thinking that you don't have to do any work and you can pick up where you left off and we can execute the way we were at the end of the season is a loser's mindset.
What does it mean it's not a system anymore, to an offense? I know some of the players have said that. What does that mean?
That means it's tailored to the players we have in the room. It's about the players, not the plays. And we tailored it. You know, you put some stuff out in the storage shed that you may like, that you may not get to because it doesn't fit with who you are.
How do you feel? Do you feel more comfortable, more assured, more, you know, you've got your feet down for a year?
Yeah, I always battle being overconfident. I always battle that. I may hide that sometimes, but I have confidence in the guys in the locker room and in staff upstairs. We've assembled a good group of men, and we're excited about the season.
When you look at Eli Manning and the growth that he had in the offense last year, how much more of a ceiling until he hits that ceiling?
You know, usually when you put in changes or change a system or address fundamentals, it usually shows up in year two. So I like the look in his eye, and I'm excited for what's on the plate this year.
What do you see from Dwayne Harris offensively in regards to you using him and the plans for him?
Yeah, Dwayne's a guy we're going to throw into the mix. We already have right away. He's a guy that brings in a little bit of attitude, a little bit of toughness, and I like that.
Is he primarily, you look at him as a guy who plays in the slot, or sort of?
He's another receiver who's going to get opportunities to play all the spots and be a big contributor on special teams for us.